The Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Tes brings down a machlokes tanoim whether it's proper for a person to make a neder, even in a case where he's going to fulfill his neder. It's a machlokes, and we talk a paskin that even if a person is going to make a neder and he's very confident that he's going to fulfill his neder, nevertheless, it's proper to refrain from such conduct, from such activities, because Amaisa neder is a chomer de gezach, and we want to stay away from the door. Taisvis asks a kasha, and Taisvis asks that you find in the Torah, Yaakov Avinu made a neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if he were to get saved from Lavan, and he would remain unscathed after the ordeal, then he would give Meiser, he would give Tzedakah. So you find that it was l'chayra, something that was commendable, as we find that Yaakov Avinu made a neder. Zoktaisvis, a yisoid, Zoktaisvis, when it comes to a neder be'es tzara, that's an exception to the rule. And even though normally it's not proper for a person to make a neder, even if he plans on fulfilling it, and he taka will fulfill it, but when it comes to a neder be'es tzara, that's perfectly all right. It's a perfectly legitimate type of neder, even though a person usually is not supposed to be going ahead and making neder. As I state in Taisis. Now, the Rajba Grada, and the Gilyon Marsha and Hilchot Tzedakah brings down the Rajba. The Rajba argues on Taisis. And the Rajba says that the reason why it's not a kasha from Yaakov Avinu's neder, even though normally we refrain from making nedarim, has nothing necessarily to do with neder based tzara. So, Dr. Rajba Bechlal, when it comes to tzedakah, a person is allowed to make a neder to give money to tzedakah, even though it's not a tzara. You're allowed to make a neder from tzedakah if you plan on fulfilling it. So, Dr. Rajba, why? Because when the Gemara says that you're not supposed to make nedarim, says the Rajba, that's talking about a neder legavaya, a neder that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will benefit from, like the case of the Gemara, Oilois Uzvachim, to bring a carbon. Kaddish Baruch Hu says, don't get into Nedarim. Don't make a Nedarim, even if you plan on fulfilling them. When it comes to Tzedakah, though, where we could provide a Revach for Aniyim, says the Rajba, in that case, it's commendable, Fakarit, you're supposed to make a Nedar. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like the Rajba. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be mashma, like Taisvis, that when it comes to Nedarim, even by Tzedakah, you should just give tzedakah when you have the money to give, but you shouldn't make nedarim when it comes to nesinas tzedakah, because we try to stay away from nedarim. However, when it comes to a neder-based tzara, says the Shulchan Aruch, that's perfectly legitimate. You're allowed to make a neder-based tzara, and this is the source that we find by Yaakov Avinu. He made a neder-based tzara, and that we find was something that was considered appropriate. Now, we're going to talk about a case where a person made a neder be'es tzara, and unfortunately, he's put a little bit of a condition into his neder, and the question is, what do you do if the condition is not fulfilled, and what if you do if you're not granted, let's say, the refuah that you condition your tzedakah with? That is the question that we're going to talk about. The Gemara in Psachim Daf Ches Amid Beis tells us that Ha'oimer Selazu Utztaka Almanas Sheyichya Bni. If a person says, "I'm going to give Utztaka because I want my son to live," Almanas Sheyichya Bni. The halacha is Harez Utztaka Tzadik Gomor. It's considered a legitimate form of Nesina Utztaka. So even though the person is saying that he wants his kid to live, his kid, let's say, is sick, and he's giving tzedakah with the intent that this provide him with a refuah shalema, so one would have thought that this is very shalei lishma, it's something improper. Why are you giving tzedakah on condition, so to speak, of your child getting a refuah? Says the Gemara, nevertheless, is considered a proper mode of conduct. It's a mitzvah of tzedakah. How is it tzadik gomor? As I state in Gemara, in Psachim Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara, though, does say that there's a distinction between a Yid and a Goy. And even though this is the case by a Yid, that if you do it with some type of stipulation, with some type of condition, that's okay, and that's legitimate tzedakah. However, says the Gemara, by a goy, it's not the case. And Rashi explains with a very important concept. Says Rashi, there's a very fundamental difference between a goy and a yid when it comes to the nesina tzedakah. And that is that when a yid, let's say, gives tzedakah in order to achieve, in order to accomplish, let's say, having a refuah. He wants a refuah shleimah, so he gives tzedakah al manas that his kid gets a refuah shleimah. We assume that his intent is that he wants it to be tzedakah, and he wants it to be the mitzvah of tzedakah in spite of the fact that he might not get what he wants. He might not get the refuah. He might not get what he is trying to achieve with this tzedakah, but nonetheless, he wants his mitzvah to be substantial regardless. He wants it to be a bona fide mitzvah even without the matan schar betzido, even without the refuah that he wants to receive as a result. And therefore, it's not a destructive factor in your mitzvah if you do it amanashi yechir b'ni. However, by a goy, he's toyal rishonis. If a goy gives tzedakah because he wants, let's say, oisher, he wants money, he wants wealth, or he gives it to get a refuah shlema for his kid, if that refuah doesn't come, if that wealth doesn't come, he is not interested in the mitzvah. He regrets the mitzvah. And therefore, if a goy does this, it's not considered a legitimate form of tzedakah. As I state in the Gemara, and that is the explanation of Rashi, as to why by yid it's okay, that you're not toya al rishonis. Similarly, Tosfos has a kasha. Tosfos says, the Mishnah says, that a person is not supposed to do mitzvahs amenas lekabel pras. You're not supposed to do mitzvahs in order to receive reward. And therefore, since it's something that's very looked down upon and frowned upon in Chazal, when a person does mitzvahs, amanas to be mekabel schar, not amanas lekabel pras. So why over here are we saying that it's harei du tzadik gomor? This is amanas lekabel pras. Zok Tosfos, there's a difference between the two cases. And it's a similar svara to the svara that we mentioned from Rashi. Zok Tosfos, amanas lekabel pras means you will regret the mitzvah if you don't get the pras. The entire mitzvah is conditioned upon the pras. If I give tzedakah, I want to make, you know, a tremendous business deal. If I don't make the deal, I don't want the mitzvah. In that case, where it's a real condition, in that case, in fact, it's a terrible thing. And that's what Chazal talk about when they say, don't be like an Eved HaMashamash HaSarav HaManas L'Kabel Pras. Obezok Tosfos, if a person gives tzedakah, and he wants it to be tzedakah regardless, but he does it HaManas Yechir B'ni, he wants this to be a schus for Refuah Shleima for his kid, then it's perfectly legitimate, and fakert, that's a mitzvah gomer. As I state in Tosfos, again, we see this yesod, that over here we're working with the premise that a person is giving the tzedakah, and he wants it to be tzedakah regardless, but he's doing it amanas yechir b'ni. Says the Gemara in Psachim, that's a perfectly acceptable and commendable way of giving tzedakah. There's nothing wrong with such a tzedakah. Now, until now, what we have been talking about is tzedakah that is being given with some sort of condition. You amanas that your kid gets a refuah shleim. Amanas yechir b'ni. So the Gemara said, is that illegitimate tzedakah or is that legitimate tzedakah? So the Gemara had told us it's legitimate tzedakah. And the reason why it was legitimate tzedakah is because it's not completely conditioned. If you don't get that pras, if you don't get the refuah shleim of your kid, you still want the tzedakah to be a mitzvah of tzedakah. And therefore, that's why we say that this is not considered an inappropriate behavior. It's not considered something that we frown upon. Now, the question becomes, what is the halacha in Choshen Mishpat or in Yoridei and Hilchot Tzedakah? If a person does make a neder, and he says, I'm going to give tzedakah if I get out of this sorrow. Or let's say he says, I'm going to give tzedakah if my kid is yichya, my kid survives this chayli. And lo yaleinu, the kid, Nebuch, passes away. Is the person mechuyev to give the tzedakah? The tzedakah was only promised, amanas, that his kid survives to tell the tale. And he didn't. The question is this person mechuyev to give tzedakah? So the Paiskim point to a Gemara in Tainis Davyud, where the Gemara says that if a person, let's say, is Mekabel Tainis, they are Mekabel Tainis because there's a certain sorrow that has befallen them. And all of a sudden, the tzorah goes away, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, the tzorah dissipates. And the question is, do you nevertheless have to go ahead and be mashlam your tainus? So the Gemara says, you're mechuyev to. You're mechuyev to be mashlam the tainus, in spite of the fact that the reason for the tainus has dissipated. It was because of the tzorah disappeared. Nevertheless, you have to be misana, you have to be mashlam the tainus. Zokt Rashi, hu adin, if there wasn't the happy ending? Hu adin in a case where it's not pshat that the tzorah just disappeared. Rather, there's no more reason for the tzorah. Let's say a person was mekabel tainus for someone to get a refuah shlema, and then the person died. Is he now mechuyev to go ahead and be misana? The answer is, zokt Rashi hu adin. Yes, he is mechuyev. He's mechuyev even though the reason for this tainus has disappeared because the person was mace. Nevertheless, since lemaisa he was mekabel the tzedaka or the neder or the tainus, he's mechuyev to go ahead and fulfill his promise. And this is how there are more paskins in Yeridea when it comes to tzedakah. If a person promises to give tzedakah, and the promise is, amanas yichya bini, amanas this, amanas that, amanas that I'm going to escape from its sorrow, it's a nether-based sorrow, the halacha is, even though the sorrow disappears, you have to be mekayim, your chiv, your neder, your pledge, and you have to give the tzedakah. And the reason is based on the svar that we said before in the Gemara Pesachim. Because since when a yid gives tzedakah, we assume that the etzem tzedakah is unconditional. And he wants the mitzvah regardless. And if he doesn't get what he wants, he will not regret his good deed. Memela, even if, let's say, the person's kid died, chas v'shalom, or some tzorah now becomes obsolete, becomes obviated, you're mechuyev to give the tzedakah nonetheless, because lamaisa, the pledge was a bona fide pledge regardless, and it was not really conditioned on the person actually receiving the refuah or the wealth or whatever else he conditioned his tzedakah with. As I state in Ramah, however, there is a stipulation, there is certain exceptions to the rule, and there are certain scenarios in which we say that you're in fact not mechuyev to give tzedakah if you promised only amanah something and it didn't appear to be coming to fruition. Number one, says the Rambam, if you didn't say almanas, or you didn't say bishvil, if you said it a lashon im, I'm going to give tzedakah to this shul if my son recovers. If it's im, if it's if, you're clearly making it conditioned on the kid's refuah. And in that case, we say that such a neder based sorrow is really conditional. And if the kid lo yaleinu dies, you're not mechuyev to give the tzedakah because you only said im. V'oid, if you make a tanai mufreshes, if you make a tanai kotful, if you say, if something happens, then if the kid recovers, I'll give the tzedakah. And if not, I won't give the tzedakah. If you make a tanai mufreshes, you clearly stipulate that you're only giving it if, in fact, you get what you are trying to achieve. In that case, also, you're not mechuyev to give the tzedakah if the tam for the tzedakah disappears. So even though in general we assume that the tzedakah is unconditional and regardless you're mekayim the mitzvah and you're mechuyev to give it, but if there's a clear condition, then we assume that you're not mechuyev if the condition falls apart. So that's either a case of im, or it's a case of a tanai kofel. However, if, says the Rambam, the Lashon is b'shvil sheyichya b'ni, or amanah sheyichya b'ni, etc., we assume that you want to give the tzedakah regardless, and even if the person was mace, etc., you're mechuyev to give the tzedakah. However, the Poskim point out that in this case, where it's truly conditional, then again, you'll have the problem of Tosfos. And in that case, the Maril says, the other Poskim say, the Meiri says, that you will be over on the din of Eved HaMeshamesh HaSarav HaPanas L'Kabel Pras, because you're only doing things conditionally. And that's something that Chazal very much frowned upon. So even though your condition works, and you're not mechuyev to give the tzedakah on that case, but you are in violation of this halacha of Amanas L'Kabel Pras, which is something that's very much looked down upon in Chazal. Now the Netziv has a very strong question on this Ramah. Says the Netziv, I don't understand. By the neder of Yaakov Avinu, he also said a lashon of im. So we should also say over there that it's conditional, and he doesn't have to give the money if he doesn't get saved. And also, it should be something that's amanas l'kal pras, which is an avera. He says, im yiyeh lekim imodi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with me, will save me, then I'll give meiser aser asrenu loch. L'chayra, Yaakov also employed this lashon of im. So there should be a problem. L'chayra, it's completely conditional upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving him. So Netziv says an interesting knetch. Says the Netziv, it depends. If a person, let's say, is giving tzedakah for his son, so then, why does he have to say, im, if my son recovers, I'll give $100? Why doesn't he just say, amenas, or bishvil, or kidei, shiyichi? Why does he say, im, from the fact that he goes ahead and he says, im, vayis ois, that he wants it to be completely conditional on his son recovering? However, what if a person's himself in a matzav of tzor? He's about to be killed, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'ez tzor, if I get out of here, I'll give you tzedakah. So over there, he can't say bishvil. The only way for him to be able to eventually give tzedakah is actually if he survives. If. So over there, the proper lashon is taka im, and in that case, it doesn't reflect the person's decision to dafka give if he in fact is saved. He'll give regardless. But over there, the only way to make another base sorrow is if I survive, because it's talking about himself surviving. So if it's the type of neder where it is possible to make the neder without the lashon im, let's your son surviving, or let's say you getting wealth. So over there, if you say im, you're clearly making it conditional. But if it's the guy's life is on the line, so he says, if I get out of this alive, I'll give you money. So obviously, over there, it's conditional upon him getting out, and that's not considered a violation of this halacha of a menas lekabel pras.